And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, man. We have a fun show for you today. We're talking Alaska. We got Seth Bone from Kingfisher Charters, along with a special guest. You stay tuned. We're going to be having all kinds of fun, talking fishing, talking fun, some great weather. Bonita fishing still continuing down here. Going to be a lot to talk about. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
The San Diego Rodeo is happening soon at Petco Park, and your San Diego County Ford dealer can get you there as the official truck. Take a test drive at your local San Diego County Ford dealer and get two complimentary tickets to the San Diego Rodeo that's happening January 16th through the 18th. It's only while supplies last, and the tickets are going fast. Don't miss out. Be sure to visit buyfordnow.com to find your local participating Ford dealer to take your test drive today.
Are you ready for reliability? Then you're ready for a Yamaha outboard. And there's no better time to jump on board than during our Ready for Reliability sales event. From now until March 31st, 2026, eligible new Yamaha 30 to 450 horsepower outboards get 2 additional years of warranty protection for a total of up to 7 years of warranty coverage. Plus, Yamaha 2.5 to 25 horsepower outboards come with up to $200 in dealer credit. Get ready to enjoy Yamaha reliability with a new outboard today. Visit your local Yamaha dealer for details. Yamaha, reliability starts here.
Offer ends March 31st, 2026. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Boy, we're going to be a fun show today, talking Kingfisher Charters from Sitka, Alaska. And man, we're going to be having a great time. Pete's dealing with a little bit of app issue right now, and we're going to get that up and running and rolling in no time. But man, a very fun show. And teased it a little bit there. In addition to having Seth from Kingfisher Charters, we're also going to have a very fun bonus with Captain Simon, who's a great friend and a long, long time captain at Kingfisher Charters, and just going to be a lot of fun. And we're going to get rolling. So, Seth, we got you here this morning. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, how are you, buddy? Well, great to hear from you. Slightly unconventional. Pete's behind the scenes, tapping away, getting things up and rolling on the app here. But, man, so stoked to hear from you. And, you know, what can we say? Kingfisher Charters, such a long time fun place that we've enjoyed hanging and fishing with you, and just so stoked to get to be able to hang out and talk fishing with you for a couple hours this morning.
Oh yeah, thank you, man. It's awesome to be on.
Yeah, well, we're certainly pumped to have you. And you know, it's been a fantastic year of fishing down here. And our last trip up to Kingfisher in June, our annual Let's Talk Hookup trip, which, you know, the years have gone so many years now. I don't even remember where we're at, you know, 27, 28 years in a row of fun times and fishing with you. But boy, we just had another fantastic one, and we're just already geared up and ready to come back and enjoy Sitka with you. How's things shaping up? How is the year as a whole? And how's everything going with Kingfisher Charters?
Oh, everything's going great. You know, we're looking for another good season. What we hear, I mean, we don't have any official forecast in hand yet, but, just kind of, you know, based on trends, everything should be, you know, good as per usual in terms of the fishing and the catching. And, yeah, it's going to be here before we know it.
That's awesome. Well, we can't wait. We're really excited to hear, you know, see how things progress. And obviously coming off of a great year of fishing again last year, lots of fun and, you know, lots of fishing. And you I don't know how you pulled this off, but you wrangled a special guest to come with us. And that's our good buddy, Simon Jacoby. And, Simon, you know, years and years ago, so the long backstory my first trip to Kingfisher Charters. Now, Pete, you know, this was back in the Pete and Marty days. Pete and Marty had been going up to Kingfisher for several years already and talked about it. And I went up with my dad as a high school graduation gift from my family and from Pete and everybody. And our first year going up there, we went fishing on board the Mackay with Captain Simon. And it was his very first year of having his own boat. And we got hooked up with him and had the best time and have been fishing together ever since, you know, from being a kid in high school to having kids of myself. And we fish with him over the years. And I'm very impressed that you got him to come on the show with us and hang out and talk fishing, because he's not the guy that likes to brag about himself very often. But boy, what a great representative of Kingfisher. And so first off, I want to say nice job, Seth, and a big good morning to Simon. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, guys. Happy New Year.
Good morning, guys. Okay, I'm back. We solved our issues here, and we're all 100%.
Okay.
Good morning.
Seth, how did you pull this off?
Well, I was a little sheepish, but I figured, well, I'll just ask.
Yeah. Way to go, Simon. Yeah, good to have
good
you.
Morning. Good morning. Just, well, happy to be here, guys.
Yeah, and it's, you're both in Sitka?
I'm actually in Idaho now.
Oh, okay. All right. Very
yep.
good. And Seth, you're in Sitka.
Yeah, I'm in Sitka standing on my deck, and it's dark. It's about 40 degrees. There's a light rain.
Wow.
But it's not as cold as it was a few days ago. So we're, you know, happy about that. And, yeah.
Yeah. And I know the Idaho and Montana and stuff has had kind of crazy warm temperatures. Has that been the same up in Sitka this year?
No, actually, we've had a colder than typical winter. Like right now it's pretty typical. Like it's maybe 40 degrees and drizzly. That's kind of the typical, Sitka winter. But, from early December up until just, I don't know, a couple of days ago, you know, temps in the teens, the 20s, fair bit of snow. So definitely cooler than usual. And some parts of Southeast Alaska, like Juneau and Haines, have been getting absolutely buried in snow, just, you know, like 8-10 feet of snow.
Wow. So it's been such a crazy year. And Simon, yeah, is Idaho been pretty warm and dry, right?
Yeah. Meanwhile, we're sitting down here. We've, you know, just a couple weeks ago, we had 60 degree afternoons. And, you know, then this last week, we did get a pretty impressive storm and got the mountains got a good dumping on. And yeah, very, very strange weather, but, you know. It's fun regardless.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it.
I can't believe, Seth, that it was 40 degrees up there. Like, it's cold in San Diego.
It was
right
39
now.
In my car this morning.
37 in mine. Yeah. I can't hang with that, man. I'm still wearing flip flops. Don't get me wrong. But
it's supposed to be 70.
But I paid the price for it. Yeah.
But so, Seth and Simon, I'm sure you guys are anticipating a fantastic season this year, and you don't really do any shows anymore, right? You're just, you know, kind of keep the word out, and we keep the word out for you and stuff like that, right? So we're not going to probably see you at any of the shows.
No, we don't have anything booked. We did the Fred Hall show for many, many years, decades, and then COVID came and so that all kind of changed everything. And it just seems like we haven't really needed, to do a show to stay booked. And so as much as we love coming down there and getting some sunshine and seeing folks, but, you know, it's a lot of time away from home and work and, you know, all that. So, we haven't done any shows for, I guess, 5 or 6 years now.
I mean, that's the thing with Kingfisher. The program that you guys do is so good and so polished and, let's face it, so popular. There's just, you know, I know the shows were more about seeing faces because I would, you know, you were always next door to us at the Let's Talk Hookup booth and you hear the same thing like, oh, I'm thinking about coming in June. And it was always like, well, we're completely booked out, but, you know, maybe there's a spot here or there. So I, like you said, there's a reason, and it's just because you guys have done such a great job and the program is so killer. There's nothing like going to Kingfisher Charters.
Oh, thanks so much. And thanks for putting the word out, guys. You guys have an awesome following down there and we, you know, we super appreciate everything you've done for us for, I don't know, almost 30 years now.
Yes. I think close. I think this is, 29 years this year. Yeah. Close to 30 years. But, this is our, so how are the trips booking up this year? Are you still have space available? Cause a lot of times, as we approach social season, it's kind of spotty, right?
Yeah, I mean, there are dates that are booked out, but there definitely are trips that are still open. I think we still have a few spots on the Let's Talk Hookup trip.
Really?
All right. Yeah, a few. Yeah, just kind of here and there. You know, things change. You know, like when a group will cancel, that'll open up a trip. But yeah, I'd say definitely if someone's, you know, thinking about wanting to maybe come up this coming summer, it is not too late to come up, you know, and get some really good dates.
Cool.
And that's the thing, boy. It's just such a there is no more turnkey experience, Seth, than what you guys offer. It's just it's the epitome of ease. It's, you know, no travel restrictions. You fly right into town. The second you land, there's a representative from the lodge there to help you with bags and everything that could be and isn't at a lot of other operations is taken care of. Your every transfer, your stay, your fish processing, your food, the fishing itself, the boats, the gear. I mean, you guys handle every little aspect, and it's something that, you know, if somebody's big trip or has in mind is a big trip up to Alaska, it's something that you wouldn't necessarily know that a lot of places aren't as turnkey as what you guys do. There's nothing that somebody needs to worry about when they're coming fishing with you.
Yeah, no, that's right. That's kind of our brand or our, you know, what we strive for is to make it easy and enjoyable. And, you know, you just come up and relax and have a great time, catch a bunch of fish, bring your fish home and just, you know, keep it simple, keep it enjoyable. So that's definitely how it is. But I will put out a warning, you know, like we hear a lot of people say, oh, this is my bucket list. I just want to do this once. You know, well, you know, and then, you know, then they're back the next year and the year after.
Yeah. And as we go older and now 29 years into it with Seth and Simon, I want to warn people if it's on your bucket list, you better get on it, man. You better get on this thing. So Simon, what's your thought about fishing this year? I mean, what if somebody comes up to Sitka and goes aboard your boat and fishes with you or any of the great Kingfisher crew, what can we expect this year?
Well, I'd have to say just the same old, which I can't believe after this many years of doing the same style of fishing, you know, I guess always adapting with limits and all that. But I would have to agree that last year was my most fun season that I've had in my full career of, I think this will be 29 seasons this year. And, it's just been hard to believe that when I first started, everybody I figured came up to catch lots and lots of fish and take home as much as they possibly could. But people just end up having the most fun up there. And I think that's been the thing that I've taken away from this the most is not worrying about how much you catch, but you end up just having the most incredible time on our boats and how easy our system is. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to it again. It's hard to believe that I get to say that I do this for work.
Yeah.
I'll back him up on that too. You know, the thought that goes into your mind is like, man, I can't wait to go up there and catch a giant halibut. And that's always part of the list and part of the fun. But when we get up there and our fishing are doing it, we all end up having more fun or as much fun or as much joking around when everybody's in fishing, you know, it's all the different things that you do to make the trip.
Whether
so
you're
fun.
Fishing two-pound black bass.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah, or black cod or rockfish or salmon.
Yeah, like I think everybody's got this thought in their mind, like I'm going to Alaska and I can't wait to catch a salmon or I can't wait to catch a big halibut or I can't wait to catch this big lane cod. And I think that's what's so cool about Kingfisher is, I mean, darn near every day, all of those things are on the table, you know, and whether one is fantastic or one is a little slow or the time of year, this one is just catch and release or this one is catch and keep. It doesn't really matter. All of the opportunities are always there. It doesn't mean they're always wide open, but man, they sure seem pretty good most of the time. It's a pretty special place to get to fish.
Yeah, the catching is. The catching of what you're catching, maybe not keeping, but what you're catching is pretty incredible. And I would agree with you on how things have adapted. It originally was just salmon and halibut, you know, and as limits have changed and things have changed, I would have to agree that 90% of my clients leave saying their highlight of the trip was going rockfish fishing and lane cod fishing and other things that they had no idea that we offered. And especially the deep water black cod that's been really popular. And yeah, people are just, it's so, such a diverse fishery. It's awesome.
And that's the thing is that people, it's sometimes they base the trip all on how much fish you're going to bring home, right? And you bring a lot of fish home.
Yeah,
number one, you bring a lot of fish home. But, I mean, if you're just bringing fish home, just go to the fish market. Don't go fishing.
Yeah.
Just, you know, if you're out for an adventure and there's nothing wrong with catch and releasing a giant lingcod or a giant halibut, stuff like that. But the bottom line is you're going to bring plenty of fish home. Just go enjoy the experience of Sitka and Kingfisher.
Yeah, you said everything dead right. No doubt about it. Everything's dead. But let's put another thing down to you. Don't get me wrong. You're going to bring home a lot of killer fish. We said the same thing last year, you know, like it's still, you know, the Let's Talk Hookup trip is not that far away, and we're still enjoying a ton. You know, the freezer's full. Dallas and I both got to go last year.
Great.
Like, it's so, there's still so much. It's everything. That's what makes this trip so cool is there's really good adventure. There's really good fishing. There's a fantastic harvest that you get to bring home and enjoy with the family, and it's action packed. It's a very unique fishing trip.
Yeah. No question. And Seth, one thing I say about the Kingfisher product that you guys put out, I mean, I've been a lot of different places, but nobody does processing better than Kingfisher Charters.
Crazy.
It's amazing. How do you do that?
Well, we know it's really, really important, and we've been doing it a long time. And so, you know, we put a lot of emphasis and a lot of effort and, you know, care into making sure that it's done right and that everybody is getting, you know, the fish that they caught on their boat and, you know, that it's cut up perfectly and quick frozen, flash frozen. And, you know, so it's so easy when you go to, you know, have dinner, you just take one of those pieces of vacuum packed, whatever it is, halibut, salmon, black cod, whatever, pull it out of the freezer. I like to just drop it in the sink with some water and, let it thaw out. And then you're cooking it and there you have dinner and it's easy. And that's, you know, that isn't really, like you say, the main, you know, reason to come up, but you know, you're going to have a great time. You're going to have a great time coming up and you're going to make awesome memories. But then the bonus, you know, a great bonus is that you're going to have a lot of really, really primo fish to eat for, you know, we have people that haven't been up for a couple seasons and they say, oh, you know, I just finished the last little bit of our fish from the last trip, which was 2 years ago. And it's still great.
It keeps so well, you know, the process that you guys have is so perfect. And all of the fish that's there, that, you know, often deep water, cold fish, it keeps so good. And a lodge favorite. So one of the fun parts about the trip is you come home from fishing of the great day with Simon, fishing with Heath, fishing with all the guys. You come back from a great day and you grab a shower and you mix a cocktail and you're having fun. And then you guys always, you know, one of the great staff brings up some kind of a plate of hot hors d'oeuvres, and it's always fun. And you're
fantastic.
You're looking out the window and you're enjoying the views of the Sitka Sound and you're seeing bald eagles fly by. And one of those things that happened years and years ago that's I know a favorite amongst our group was those, you know, those black cod, little black cod tips appetizers. And that has become such a big thing. Every group that goes up that I get to interact with at the tackle store, everybody raves about fishing black cod and bringing black cod home. And I hate to say it, I'm the same. Like I like eating fish as much as the next guy, but that's one of the few fish that exist where I am so excited when we catch one, knowing that we get to enjoy that thing throughout the year.
It does very well.
It does, man. It's a really cool one.
Yeah. Simon, what's your favorite time of the year up at Kingfisher?
You know, that is definitely my number one most asked question of anybody. And I would have to say the only two things that seem to hold true throughout the year is that the first half of the season, you aren't going to expect to catch any silver salmon or cohos. And on the second half of the season, you really shouldn't expect to keep any king salmon. There'll be some around for sure. But other than that, everything seems to have different cycles, and they, I would have to say, whatever works for you or a certain boat that you wanted to be on is just as good as any. There doesn't seem to be any, you could have the worst weather July 1st of the whole summer. You know, there really doesn't seem to be a weather window. I would have to say all of it is fantastic.
Yeah.
It's Alaska. It's beautiful.
But if you were really hoping to come and catch a lot of cohos or silvers, I probably wouldn't come in May for that. That would be the only thing. To, everything else, they seem very happy all year long.
And that's like a lot of it's just based on run. They run a certain time of year, and when the run happens, it's healthy. But it's one comes later and one comes earlier. Well, man, we're gonna have a lot of fun. I know, Pete, this is a really fun experience to get to have both of the boys
here.
What a treat! Yeah, gonna be a lot of fun. And man, we're really looking forward to talking to you. If you want to join us this morning, we would love to hear from you. If you want to give us a call, we are standing by at the Fan to answer your phones right now. 833-288-0973 is how you reach us on the phones. Again, 833-288-0973, or you can text the show. We talk about it all the time. So popular here on Let's Talk Hookup. If you want to text in your questions to the show, you can do that. And that is only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download if you don't have it already. And it's the easiest way to listen to all the past shows. All the archive shows are always up there. You'll be able to be our busy one weekend. You can listen to the show on your drive home and catch up on all the great stuff. And if you missed a hot tip from Seth during this show, you can always go back and listen. And it's a lot of fun. And it's, again, the only way to text in your questions to the show. When you do, make sure you include your contact info. Just a name and a phone number is all we need, along with your text message question, just in case you win the big prize at the end of the show today. And what a cool prize we are giving away in honor of having our great buds from Alaska joining us. One lucky caller or texter today is going to win an APCO Alaska package. It includes a waterproof Seafarer jacket and a waterproof Seafarer bibs, courtesy of our friends at APCO. This is a really nice jacket and bib combo, and we're really stoked and thankful to APCO for letting us give that away. And
perfect Alaska combo.
Yeah,
right
no
there.
Doubt. And how it's going to work is it's going to go to one lucky caller or texter. We'll draw a potential winner from each side. We'll flip a coin at the end of the show, and that'll designate whether the winner comes from the caller or texter side. So, again, full APCO jacket and bib package to one lucky caller or texter. Again, if you want to get through, 833-288-0973 is how you do it. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Experience the magic of Haida Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada, at Haida Gwaii Safaris, formerly Queen Charlotte Safaris. Hi, I'm Valerie Hopebridge. 25 years ago, I fell in love with these incredible islands, breathtaking scenery and wildlife, warm community, and truly phenomenal fishing. That passion inspired me to open my own fishing lodge. Just steps away from the Sandspit Harbor at Haida Gwaii Safaris, you will be fishing pristine, unpressured waters for Chinook salmon, halibut, giant lean cod, and more. Plus, be surrounded by untouched beauty and wildlife. All of us at Haida Gwaii Safaris have exciting news. We now have our own charter flight to and from Sandspit out of Vancouver, making your trip first-time guests into longtime friends. You will come for the fishing, and you'll come back for the memories. We are booking now. Please call 1-877-815-2892 or visit us at qcsafaris.com. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Haida Gwaii Safaris, where unforgettable memories are made one catch at a time.
Hi, this is Captain Ray Lopez, owner-operator of the American Angler. I spent more than half my life aboard the American Angler along with my partners Brian and Lori, developing a team that's as good as it gets. I've been fortunate to spend time on the ocean with so many fine people that I look forward to fishing with. We can't thank you enough for being part of the American Angler family, and if you haven't joined us, we love the opportunity to meet you. Text or call Lori at 619-223-5414. Or check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
Hi, Bob Hoos with Costa Sunglasses. If you've got young anglers in your life who are just getting hooked, Costa's got something made just for them. The new Next Gen collection is built for long days on the water and takes Costa's iconic performance for smaller faces. Check out Schooley, Costa's first 8-base wrap for smaller profiles, and Street Heat, a bold everyday frame with micro side shields that keep glare and spray where they belong. Help the next generation see what's out there and protect what's out there. Available now at CostaDelMar.com and select retailers starting at $130.
Captain Jamie Tennis from Season Sport Fishing here. For the past few seasons, a dart-style metal jig has come into play in a big way for tuna offshore or even rockfish down deep. APCO's crossbreed jig has quickly become the go-to for many since it came onto the market. APCO's crossbreed jig is good to go right out of the package with a 4X treble hook, heavy-duty split rings, West Coast colors, and sizes 60 gram to 120 gram. Pick one up today at your local tackle store or learn more on APCO.com.
Hookup!
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking with Seth and Simon from Kingfisher Charters. Again, if you want to get through, join us this morning, 833-288-0973 is how you do it.
All right, let's jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. We're going to get it started this morning with John. He's calling us from San Diego. Good morning, John. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. I was checking out the Kingfisher website, and one of the things that caught my attention were all those great recipes, for anywhere from blackened salmon to bananas Foster. Seth, what's your favorite recipe?
Seth?
What do you think? Oh, boy. That's a tough one.
That's a loaded question.
Yeah, right. We have, we are so, so blessed and lucky to have, our chef, who's been with us for over 20 years and he is so good. And, yeah, I don't know. I mean, you guys mentioned the black cod tip appetizer. I mean, that's amazing. You know, the prime rib, the beef short ribs, the Dungeness crab. I don't know, but I really appreciate the question. I think any of those recipes are going to be winners for you. And, yeah, we're so thankful to have a great, a kitchen crew and thank you for the question.
And that's something you have on your website, those recipes, right?
Yeah.
I can speak on behalf of Dallas, and I know without question her favorite thing, like to the point where we're a month out from the trip and she already gets the craving for it, is the Thai ling cod soup.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
that's
like
good.
A soup appetizer shouldn't be the thing you hang your hat on as your favorite thing for the trip, but it is so good and just everything, like from the breakfast to the, you know, homemade sandwiches for lunch to the, you know, salads and soups and killer dinners, everything's good. But man, that Thai ling cod soup is a favorite in our house, and the recipe for it is on the website too to try and recreate at home. But it's never quite the same as eating it at that lodge in Sitka.
Well, you know what my favorite is, Dungeness crab.
No doubt.
Like, yeah, sure. Can eat a lot of it. But, you know, that's the thing is that the food, the fishing is amazing, but the food and the accommodations are all first class, top notch. And what I can't believe, Seth, is how do you keep that price down? I mean, everybody else is going through the roof, and you keep that price for the Kingfisher Charters trip amazingly low.
Oh, well, thanks. I mean, we just, you know, we just want to stay in business and make a living and make sure that, you know, everybody's, you know, doing what they do. So, you know, I don't know. They've definitely drifted up over the years like everything else. But of course, you know, we always try to keep it, to where it's, you know, it's an affordable type trip, you know, that it's not just the, you know, the top, you know, 0.1% that can afford it. And, that's, you know, just kind of how we've always been.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. I have a great text here. It's from Hills and Ventura. He says, good morning, Seth and Simon. Is black cod fished in different areas with different gear and lures? Simon?
I'll take that one if you want. So the black cod live in a very deep water. They live anywhere from about 600 feet out to about, I don't know, 3,000-4,000 feet really. And so yeah, we're definitely fishing in a different manner, similar to how we would fish halibut, where we would be anchored or possibly drifting for them. But yeah, you're using electric reels. Some captains will use electric reels or hand crank reels, and actually a lot of the people that use the hand crankers say they enjoy that a lot more too. But
I know
they're
Pete,
not a
Pete
very
one of those guys.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, Pete's a big fan of the hand crank.
No, I don't think so.
Now, Simon, I wouldn't believe it if I didn't do it with you. And black cod was something that was like on my list of things I've always had wanted to catch, and we had done it a long time back in the day. And what I'm getting at is I wouldn't believe it if I didn't see it. You guys commonly put the anchor down in multiple thousand feet of water to fish black cod. Is that true?
Yeah, I usually probably try to shoot for about 1,400 feet if I had my choice. And anchored solid, sometimes in 15 knots, 20 knots of wind even. It blows my mind. I would have never thought so myself.
Yeah, but that it's more effective if you anchor than drift, right?
It seems to definitely be the ticket. It chums them into the area instead of drifting over. The edge out there is such a steep drop off that it's very hard to drift in a consistent depth. And when it takes about 10 to 12 minutes for your lures just to hit the bottom, that can end up eating up a bunch of your time if you had to redrift or reset up the whole day.
And what type of bottom? Are they living in mud? Are they living in rock mud? What are they living in?
Yeah, no. So our edge out there on the deep water edge is a very muddy. It has some rock in it in certain areas, but very, very muddy, silty bottom. And they seem to be a filter feeder down there, eating anything off the bottom. And as other bait fish wash up that edge, they feed on those guys.
Okay.
That's crazy. What a cool thing. And they're just so unique and different. And that's it's a cool looking fish that's fun, but also the table fare is perfect. I know Brandon from the tackle store has gone with us a couple times, and it's overwhelmingly his favorite thing to get to go do.
I love doing the black cod thing, man. It's just exciting.
If I remember right, Brandon likes to hand crank them too. If I remember,
yeah. No electric hand crank only. It's his hand favorite part only. Of the trip. Yeah.
All right, yeah. Cool. Well, let's jump back in the phones. You want to get through 833-288-0973. Kyle is standing by at the fan right now.
We got another John. John from Texas this morning is joining us. John, good morning. Thanks for the phone call.
Good morning, guys. Like you said, it's cold here in Texas now. I think winter's finally here. But my question is, what's the best season to get a king? My wife loves salmon.
King, guys.
Yeah, well, I'd say, you know, for sure the first half of the season, you know, the Let's Talk Hookup dates are absolutely in the heart and the peak of the king season. And they're kind of, you know, second, third week of June. But really any time from, you know, late May through end of June into early July, you are, you know, almost guaranteed to catch kings. And, yeah, so that you really can't miss on the kings up here if you come up on the first half of the summer.
And have they come out with an abundance forecast for this year? Is it looking good?
No, I haven't really. No, that normally doesn't come out until early April. I think the fall and early winter troll fishery, which is kind of an indicator of the next season's abundance, was pretty good. So we're kind of optimistic that way. We won't know for sure until spring.
Seth or Simon, what is the difference between kings and the silvers? And, you know, why would somebody want to do one, excited to do the other? Like, what's kind of the difference between those two opportunities that you have there?
So I would have to say that, you know, the kings, they're much more plentiful earlier in the season. Like Seth was saying, up until July, there's plenty of them around. And, your limits are generally 1 to 2 annual, 1 a day, 2 annual, things like that. They change every year, of course, like Seth said, in April we'll hear that. But so you're catching a bigger fish earlier in the season. Later in the season, as the silvers show up, you're catching a ton of other fish. The pinks are around, the chum salmon are around, the silvers are around, and the kings are mixed in. So you're getting a ton more action,
okay,
but smaller fish for the most part later in this, you know, once the silvers first show up.
Got it. Quality versus quantity type of scenario.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then when the silvers show up, you can keep 6 a day of the silvers, generally speaking, is the limit, right?
Exactly, and that's really entices people to, you know, the bigger quantities of fish, but the silvers will grow very fast, and throughout their, you know, from middle of June when they first show up, they're in that 4 or 5 pound range, and throughout the summer as they grow into September, we're seeing 10 to 12 to 15 pounders very, very commonly.
Wow.
Cool.
Wow.
Sitka's always been known as like the fishing hub. And is it, what is it about that area that just, you know, we said it earlier, 29 years and there's never been a year where there wasn't fantastic numbers and great fishing. What is it about that area? Is it the bait? Is it the rivers? Is it the, you know, is it the bottom? Like, what is it that just makes where you guys fish and operate so consistent year after year after year?
I think such a fantastic location is the deal.
Seth?
Yeah, I think yeah, exactly. Like Simon's saying, we're on the outer coast, which is, you know, really important. If you run a fish in Southeast Alaska, you want to be on the outer coast for sure, because that's just where the fish are. That's where the runs are happening.
Yeah.
The more inside waters can be really, really beautiful, and can have really good fishing at different times, but it's a lot more sporadic. But on the outer coast, very consistent, you know, year to year and within the year, you know, you just don't have those lulls. And I think, Cape Edgecombe, you know, that, you know, associated with the volcanic activity of Mount Edgecombe, that just seems, I don't know, you know, what it is, but it kind of, if you look at the chart, it kind of sticks out there and, you know, has the right, you know, characteristics to kind of hold bait fish. And it just seems like, you know, outer coast is key. And then, you know, just out front here seems to be even, you know, the most consistent of the outer coast that I've seen.
The consistency, it really is unbelievable. I mean, like, what kind of trip can you do 30 years in a row and never experience a slow one? I mean, yeah. That's unheard of. Unheard of for any fishery.
No, crazy.
It's so good.
Yeah, and it's amazingly consistent, as is the experience at Kingfisher,
good
too.
Point.
It just
yeah.
doesn't, you know, Seth and your crew, you have it so dialed in that the consistency of being in there, you know what to expect if you've been there before. This is the way it's going to happen, and it does every time.
Yeah.
The only variable is really the weather.
Totally.
It's really.
Which, you know, and weather is something to speak on, too. You know, there's the thought of the frigid Alaska thing. I would say of all of the years of going up there, we've experienced everything. We've had, for sure, yeah. cold and, you know, super cold days, and we've had shorts and T-shirts. But I would say day in and day out on our trip in June, you wear a pair of jeans and a hoodie. You know
yeah.
what I mean? And like that seems to be the typical weather.
Yeah. It, the weather changes in Alaska.
Yeah,
if you
day.
Don't like it, wait a minute. Yeah. Hey, here's a guy that's been to Kingfisher and loves it. Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks. Good morning, Ron.
You guys are making me crazy.
Yeah.
I
want to
go.
You want to go, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Man, oh, man. But I'm not sure about that 1,400 feet.
Yeah. Oh, you
hand,
you
must, hand cranking. I think we'll go electric.
I'm with you. So Ron and I are spoiled.
You
we
start
like electric.
You start
Shimano Beastmasters, man, is the way to go.
Start turning the handle. Next thing you know, it's at the surface, man. Nothing to it. It's all good. You got to earn it.
So Ron, I know.
You know, I don't mind that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll buy that.
So I don't know how much kayak fishing goes on up in Sitka, but I know that Ron, with the new ownership of Bass Pro Shops now owning Hobie Kayaks, there's been kind of a lull in the shipments of kayaks that are we getting. But the good news is everything's back in gear and you're fully stocked now, right?
Oh man, I'll tell you, that's good news. Yeah, I probably didn't get a shipment for 5 months, but that wasn't Bass Pro's fault. They rescued Hobie. They went down there and got it and brought it up to, you know, Missouri. And their goal, you know what's funny, and Debbie and I were just talking about this, they've met all their goals. When they say they're going to do something, they did it. All the delay and everything was way before they actually, you know, went through escrow and got the company. And I'm so glad they did, because that's a professional, big company that's got a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
They can pay their bills.
And it's going to be an awesome partnership between Fastlane and Hobie Kayaks, now owned by Bass Pro. So you've got the boats, you've got the high demand inflatables even in stock, right?
Yeah, we had such a long gap between getting product that, you know, we went through summer and I had hoarded a lot of boats, and so we made it almost all the way through summer, but yeah, it was kind of dry and looking kind of sparse in the store. And then when we were able to start to fill out all the new contracts and all new, you know, to go through the whole process of becoming a Bass Pro dealer. And I'm sure they had to invent all that stuff or rewrite it all. But, we got right on it. And so we were the first to get it all in correctly and all the bank statements, all that stuff again. I mean, after 45 years it's been about 30 of Hobie dealership. We had to go restart again. It felt kind of funny.
Yeah, I guess. So the bottom line is you're open today. You have the boats in, all the boats in stock, and you're ready to get people in a Hobie kayak now.
We got brand new Outbacks. We got pro anglers, and the inflatables are in. And we had already sold all the inflatables that were coming in, but because it took so long, we do have some available. So if you're looking to get the I-9 or the I-11, we got them. And we've been selling them like crazy.
I think I can confirm the level of inventory because both Wyatt and Waylon think Ron's store is the coolest place in all of San Diego, and they love going down to the kayak shop and climbing on board all the boats. And there was a lot for the boys to climb on in the showroom, like every model, every size kind of thing was in there. It was really fun, and we had a great time. And it's great to see your shop so full of boats, Ron.
You know, I can't wait to see those guys out fishing with Ben from next door out on the water.
There you go. Yeah, that's the next thing on the kayak.
Trust me, I'm sure we're not far from it.
And you grandpas listening to this, if you buy kayaks, they will come.
Yeah. Hey, Ron Lane, Fast Lane Kayaks, inventory is flush. Get in there, get your kayak while you can, and go see some of the nicest people in the world, the Lane family at Fast Lane. Appreciate the call this morning, Ron.
I appreciate that, guys.
All right.
Thank you.
When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More with Simon and Seth from Kingfisher. More of your phone calls. We got catch reports. We'll be finding out what's biting up and down the coast. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice, on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan. One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at fine tackle dealers.
Get ready for the most exciting sports show of the year, the Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle, Boat, and Travel Show, presented by GEICO. Now two great dates and locations. First, the giant 16th annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Show, March 5th through the 8th at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Then, the first annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Show, San Diego, March 19th through the 22nd at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Check out hundreds of sport fishing exhibitors. Manufacturers, tackle dealers, fishing boats, and fishing resorts, taking up the huge fairgrounds at both locations, plus fantastic seminars and free kids trout pond. Seminars featuring some of the top names in the industry, from catching giant bluefin, swordfish, calico bass, freshwater bass, trout, and more. Take advantage of incredible show specials from major tackle retailers and boat dealers. Talk to the top fishing travel destinations. Thursday, March 5th to Sunday, March 8th at the Orange County Fairgrounds in Costa Mesa, and in San Diego, March 19th to the 22nd at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Presented by GEICO. Check sportfishingfestival.com.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com. Partners Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning talking fishing. Want to remind you, this portion of the show is sponsored in part by Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. It is the place to fill up your car, your truck, or most importantly, your trailer boat with the lowest in gas and diesel prices. Do you know that Summit is also the best place to get the lowest prices on ice as well as snacks for your trip? They have 40 snacks for just 89 cents, as well as sandwiches, frozen bait, and ice, too. It's nearly half the price of all the others at only $3.99 for a 25-pound bag. And you get 100 pounds of ice for free with a 35-gallon fill. It's Summit Gasoline, free ice for our Let's Talk Hookup listeners, and always the lowest prices in gas at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Yeah, and $6 car wash is the best $6 car wash. Pretty amazing.
No doubt.
Yeah, for sure. Well, you have a great text, huh?
I do. I was going to say, normally this is where we hear from Marcos, and he's, you know, hopefully we'll make it through, but I thought we had to mention that great bonita fishing still happening. And you never know with the, you know, with a little bit of wind and a little bit of storms that we had, what we were going to expect or not, and just limits of bonita for the half day on the new Seaport. The other 255 of those great bonita, so great to see that that's still biting and going so good. But you're right, texts are totally piled up. I had a great one that says, good morning, guys. When would you say is the best time of year in terms of weather? I'm really looking forward to coming up there. Photography is a big hobby of mine, and the photos from your website look amazing. When would you say is the best time to come up for a half fisherman, half photographer?
Boy, that's a tough one. I mean, like Simon was saying earlier, you really can't miss in terms of the fishing and really in terms of the scenery. I mean, you know, it's in the spring, you might still see some snow caps on the mountains. And everything gets more and more green as you go from May into June. And then late summer, the days are a little shorter. So you get a little different light, maybe, in the afternoon, evening, but, it's all just, you know, incredibly gorgeous. You know, of course, weather permitting, if it's sucked in, it might be a little more gray, but, you know, if you're up here for some time, you're going to see a variety, and you're probably going to have, you know, a really good variety of lighting and very scenic opportunities, and the fishing, you know, you really can't miss.
Southeast Alaska, gorgeous, and then Sitka being like the pinnacle of it. Like everywhere you turn is postcard views. I mean,
yeah,
there's bald eagles everywhere, the big trees, the mountain landscape behind the Sitka Sound. Like it is, if photography and wildlife, and you know, you're gonna get the best shots of bald eagles while sitting in your room, you know, enjoying an hors d'oeuvre. Like it's the spot.
It's a special place, and the accommodations at Kingfisher too. They're like basically like large apartments, each room having their own bathroom and a shared living room space with phenomenal views.
That's crazy,
right, Seth? Am I covering it right?
Yeah, no, I think you got it. I mean, just looking out over Sitka Sound and seeing, you know, Mount Edgecombe and the sunset and everything. Yeah, it's a really special place. And you know, if you're into fishing and you're into great scenery and photography, this is a really good place for you.
Yeah, it's not just a hotel room, which is nice. Yeah. I mean, now do you still offer that option if somebody wants to stay in town, or is it pretty much you just have them stay at the lodge?
Oh, I'd say probably 90 to 95% of our guests stay at our lodge. But, you know, we still have some that, you know, maybe for just for forever, because that's kind of, if you go far enough back, you know, before we even had a lodge, that's how we started out.
Right.
And there's, you know, there's some that's like, hey, this is just how we've always done it. We like being in town and, you know, eating out of the restaurants and stuff. And so we still have, you know, at any given time, probably, you know, maybe 4 to 6 guests staying down at what was formerly the Westmark, that, you know, recently changed names. But, you know, that's a fine way to go. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just that most of our guests, you know, prefer to stay at the lodge, you know, for all the stuff we've talked about, the scenery and the food and the camaraderie and everything.
Yeah, and the accommodations. Yeah,
yeah, the atmosphere at the lodge is one you can't miss.
Way better. Totally. Yeah, for sure. Hey, let's jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. Well, the phones are packed up. This time we're going to talk to John. John's calling us from Huntington Beach this morning. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Seth, I've always wanted to come up to Sitka, but this year I'm going to have surgery done on my knees, and I was wondering if there's going to be some accommodations for someone that's a little less mobile than I've used to be or used to be.
What do you think, Seth?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we have a good number of first floor rooms. And so if, you know, you let us know that that's an issue, then we'll absolutely get you on a first floor room. You know, the dining room is really, you know, close by and also on the first floor. You know, there's no really need to do any great distances of walking, and there's really no need to do, you know, a bunch of stairs. So, you know, get on the boat, relax, you'd be, you know, sitting most of the time. But, you know, standing, you know, as you can and as you want to, for sure. But we definitely, you know, get customers and guests of all ages and all, you know, physical conditions. And it's really set up, you know, to be enjoyed by everyone.
That's cool. Hey, great. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Hey, I want to talk about, we're talking about great food. Let's talk about Charlie's Landings over at C4 Sport Fishing. And great food, I mean, it's not just the smash burger, but it's all of the things.
But it's
everything that they do. Yeah. And now one of the good things too, if you're a little more health conscious, like some of us are, if you don't want If you want your tacos or your burrito with fish, it can either be fried or grilled. So either way, and it's either way, it's their burritos are unbelievable.
Yeah, Charlie's is such a fun place too that it's they're just ultra accommodating to you as a fisherman. So if you're going fishing at a seaport, they're obviously share a building there or next door to each other anyways. And if you're going on any trip, so if you hold a ticket for any trip, whether it be a half day, a full day, you're going to the Player Supreme, you're going whale watching, and you go over there with the purchase of an entree, the first beer's on them for just $1. So any beer's $1 with your first entree. The other thing that I really like, being a private boat guy, you know, I keep my boat in Mission Bay. It's right around the corner from Charlie's Landing. You can call those guys ahead of time, order up a couple of breakfast burritos, and they are the closest spot to the bait receiver in Mission Bay.
Right.
So as soon as we're leaving the slip, you call in an order for a couple of breakfast burritos to go. We go over, we get our bait, slide on over to C4 Sport Fishing, find an open spot, tie up, run up top, grab a couple burritos, and you're off and running.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of eating some gas station gut bomb, you got a killer breakfast made from Charlie's Landing.
There you go.
They're a great spot.
There is a great spot, and great for lunch, great for dinner, great for breakfast. Charlie's Landing, it's right there at C4 Sport Fishing in Mission Bay. Really, really a fun spot. And I have a great text here, too, and want to mention here with as we talk to Seth Bowen from Kingfisher Charters and Simon from Kingfisher Charters, two guys that are in the lab. Well, Simon's in Idaho right now. How long do you spend in Idaho, Simon?
I've been doing about 6 months here and 6 months in Alaska lately.
Nice.
I'm surprised we got him off the mountain. The snow's finally fallen. I'm surprised we were able to peel you off of the snowboard for a couple hours.
Yeah.
I don't know. We've kind of known each other for a long time. I'd say we're past due.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Marissa in Lakeside has a question for Simon. She says, I've been listening to the show as long as Ricky has been going up to fish with you, and I'm curious to know what are some of the best memories of fishing with Rick over almost 30 years?
That's not good for me.
Oh, we're going to need a few more hours here, guys. Yeah. I would have to say one thing that stands out the absolute most was the first minute that I met Rick. He was a pretty young dude, just out of high school.
Yeah, maybe 15.
And he was pretty impressed showing me his Bimini Twist, and I couldn't even spell Bimini Twist at that time, let alone tie one. But I don't know why that's really stuck out. But then, holy cow, I mean, the kids, everybody. I mean, I can't believe how many years it's been.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Dallas loves coming up with him now and going fishing up there.
Yep.
And, yeah.
We've seen as big a fish are in our waters together. We've caught most. We've probably even had some of the slowest days we've ever had together, and that's the way it goes.
And
blown up engines together.
Fishing with his dad, the Godfather up there. His dad always loved fishing with you.
Yeah, my highlights of Father's Day have always been when they've been there, because they've always on that weekend. And
it's been a lot of fun over the years. Dallas sent me a text when I was driving in, and I told her, she just, you know, same deal, thinking about all the fun. Yeah. And Dallas said that she's been fishing with Simon through an engagement, a marriage, and two pregnancies. we had fun, you know, like she called up to talk to Seth and Robert one time in the office and said, hey, when Dallas was pregnant with Wyatt, and it was like too early in the game where you're not really supposed to tell people yet. You know, you're supposed to wait however many months before you say, But she said, hey, can you do me a favor? Can you pack a lunch that doesn't have any cold cuts? You know, because they say you're not supposed to eat, you know, lunch meat or whatever. And they said, yeah. You know, and they didn't ask any questions, but everybody knew. And, you know, Seth and Robert were anxious to give some high fives when we made it up that year.
Oh, that's cool.
It's been a lot of fun over the years, no doubt about that.
Yeah, for sure. What's probably the greatest catch in your mind of fishing with Simon over those years?
So there's two. In the very, very first year that we went up, and not knowing anything, it was a big halibut with my dad, and that was our first year. But without,
how big was that big halibut?
It was a couple hundred pounds. It was over the 200.
I remember
pound
the
mark,
picture.
And that was the first one and a favorite. But for sure, it was the group, and the core group that fished together for so many years was Gary White, the Iron Man, Gary's son Mark, and then my dad and I. and it was Gary Big Fish. And
yeah.
You know, and
over 400, right?
Yeah, it was a moment we'll never forget, and a very, very special one for sure. Well, as you can hear, we've come to the end of the first hour. We got another full hour coming your way. More with Let's All Cook Up. More with Simon. More with Steph. We're gonna be talking Kingfisher Charters. We're saying goodbye on the fan, but we got you on that Let's All Cook Up app, as well as Facebook and YouTube Live. We'll see you then.
Hey guys, this is Holly from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market, and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com. And we'll see you on the water.
For local or long-range fishing, we have you covered. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Being a part of the San Diego Sport Fishing Landing gives us a distinct advantage when it comes to getting you on the latest and hottest tackle for your trip. Our expert staff knows exactly what you need for your long-range or local trip, and we will not sell you something you don't need. We carry a huge inventory of the right tackle. So visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the spacious and comfortable 85-foot Liberty. With bunks for your comfort, a huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Fisherman's Landing also boasts the best captains and crews in the business, from seasoned veterans to our young future legends. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Surgeon Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from 1.5 to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at SearchOfSportFishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's SearchOfSportFishing.com. Look forward to welcome you aboard.
Do you know why 1 million customers visited Summit Gasoline last year at the San Diego Sports Arena? Because they give you the lowest price on fuel. Great service and easy access, even for trucks and trailers at their 24 pumps. Summit is known for the best price on ice, too. Almost half the cost of any other vendor. 25 pounds for just $3.99. Martha and her crew love fishermen, and they'll prove it by giving you 100 pounds free with a 35-gallon fill-up. Summit offers over 40 snacks and drinks to choose from for only 89 cents. And even a line of hand creams and lip balms for 89 cents, too. Summit now proudly offers locally made burritos and sandwiches, made fresh daily and ready to go wherever the current takes you. Summit just upgraded their car wash, and for a limited time, get a deluxe car wash for only $6. Grab the wife's car, grab a cheap sandwich, and make up for the day on the water. Summit Gasoline. Lowest prices, friendliest staff, easy access, and free ice. What more can you ask for?